Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm Rob Adams. In this episode, we're excited to be joined by Diego Cubas, Chairman Latin America at Cornerstone International Group. Diego often works with entrepreneurs, HR professionals, sales and marketing executives, and middle managers that need to develop skills to continue growing. They tend to work with Diego as partners and fully trust in his coaching skills, global vision, and experience as an entrepreneur. Today, we'll be discussing Cornerstone's operations in Latin America and their impact on international business strategies. Diego, we're all running around like crazy today, but it's good to see you. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Rod, for the invitation. It is a pleasure to be here with you all.
My pleasure. Let's dive right in. Diego, you've led Cornerstone's efforts in Latin America. Can you highlight an instance where Cornerstone's global network played a pivotal role in helping a client from this region expand their operations internationally while maintaining their unique identity and strengths?
Sure. At Cornerstone, we have had not one, but many opportunities where we have supported dozens of organizations in their growth and expanding operations through our executive search service and talent acquisition solutions. We have not only built their executive teams, but also put together entire structures through our solutions called Strategic RPO, where we become the extended arm of the search for talent for large volumes of positions, okay? So what we offer at Cornerstone is a unique value proposition to the client, and they receive the same methodology, the same quality of service, and the same culture from our team. We have managed to standardize the value proposition, and we also have a slogan, which is one team, one cornerstone. In each operation that we have, we achieve in-depth knowledge of the country, the sector, and also their role.
Recruiting and managing a diverse workforce is paramount when operating in diverse markets. How has Cornerstone's approach to talent management and development contributed to the growth of different industries in Latin America? And what lessons can American companies draw from this experience?
Sure. At Cornerstone, we have a clear purpose, which is to positively impact people's lives to transcend. Based on that ripple effect, and that applies when we place a candidate in a position, we impact his life and the people around him, okay? The same applies to our team. We seek to positively impact the personal and professional development of our team. In that sense, we hire talent based on our corporate values without regard to any type of bias. We hire people who believe in our purpose and who fit our values. This has allowed us to have a very interesting diversity, but at the same time, connected by purpose and values. We offer a powerful value proposition in talent management and executive development. We have developed leadership programs across Americas as a continent, including US, Mexico, Central America, and of course, South America. I firmly believe that in Latin America, we have been cleverer and more innovative in creating programs. And this is due to the dynamic context that we live in. In addition to the low budget that we have in most cases in the organizations that we operate, this means that we have put much more strategy and innovation into the projects. We have created projects that have been exported to the US and, of course, overseas in several organizations. For example, recently in a fast moving consumer goods, we trained the executive committee, including the CEO of a $2.5 billion company. We developed a business recommendation for any kind of investment in just one page. This program was called Writing Skills to Lead. Okay. So this program has been exported to 18 countries in the world in the last 12 months.
The synergy between regions is vital for a successful global business strategy. Could you share an example of how Cornerstone's collaboration between Latin America and North America has fostered innovation and knowledge sharing, ultimately benefiting clients on both continents?
Sure. We have had several projects between regions where we have collaborated as a single team. We learn from each other's methodologies, cultural knowledge, and expectations also. Approaching a client in Chile, for example, is different from approaching a client in New York. The same thing happens in the United States, between cities, no? The culture of Miami is different from the culture of Washington, for example. Recently, the North America office closed a very important deal with a technology client that was looking to build a specialized team in South America, North America, Europe, and also Asia. We made a plan that included the methodology we would follow so that all countries flowed in a standardized way, okay? The project was a really successful one, but the most powerful thing was that in the process, we were able to benchmark our executive search process, our methodology in each of the countries. And we actually designed a single one that we use today in all subsidiaries. Today, it is a cornerstone methodology by excellence, okay? In addition, we have created specialized practice groups also by sectors. So these groups are composed by members all over the world that are specialized in different roles. And we have information and knowledge in real time for different sectors. So when we approach to a client, for example, in a financial services or a fast-moving consumer goods or oil and gas, we have a lot of information about other organizations, about the practice, about the sector, about the roles. We actually, we through these practice groups, we generate credibility with clients.
A lot of good information, Diego. Anything you'd like to add as we begin to wrap up?
Well, actually, we strongly believe that we have a great network as Cornerstone. We have built a strong and a solid portfolio of services, and we accompany organizations in the entire cycle of the employee. Okay, so that is really important for us. We do not see us as an executive search firm, but we see us as a talent management firm.
And with good reason. I've done now 3 podcasts with members of Cornerstone, and you've all been wonderful guests. And I'm so grateful for your time today. Thanks so much.
No, thanks to you, Rob. It is a pleasure, always.
And again, we thank you for joining the show today. And I hope that this podcast provides our listeners with a strong understanding of Cornerstone's operations in Latin America and their impact on international business strategies. Diego, I wish you and Cornerstone continued success. Hope to host you again on the podcast and at conferences as well. That's all the time we have here today. Alongside Diego Cubas of Cornerstone International Group, I'm Rob Adams, and this has been Talent Talks.